Words at War was a 30-minute dramatic anthology series dealing with stories condensed from books written about World War II. The series started in the middle of the war and at the most crucial time of the war for the Allies, somewhat heightening its debut. Not only that, it was supported by Johnson's Wax in the Fibber McGee and Molly time slot as Jim and Mary and Jordan went on vacation. And if that wasn't enough, the music for the series was done by NBC's own Frank Black, a master at orchestration, and the shows were often directed by Anton M. Leader of suspense fame. Adding to all of that is the fact that most all, if not all of the series, is available today for our listening pleasure, and the sound is above average. Done in a docudrama style, with Black's music as the background, it often gave stark, sobering realism to these stories written by different authors. While not all of the shows are winners, many are far above average, and many may remind you of the writing of Arch Obler. Not that these plays are anti-war, just the opposite, really, but most of these stories pack a powerful, thought-provoking wallop, especially when dealing with subjects that are hard to comprehend, like the taking of innocent civilian lives. As Billboard magazine wrote in 1943, muddled, cloying ideas of war romantics were washed away in a clean sweep. No truer words can be spoken about some of these dramas. With anthologies, you often have some good and some bad because each author has his own strengths and weaknesses. But all seem to have a quality worthy of this fine radio series. For the old-time radio researchers, I'm Randy Wenner, your announcer.